I love that you're here. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Debbie Quain. Today is our live broadcast of Confetti, the Wedding Planning Business Talk Show. The goal of Confetti is really for me to get a chance to hear what questions you have and to hopefully help you along the way. And I always learn something from you. So any comments and feedback you have, please, please share them on the confettilive.com. Confettilive.com is the webpage that has the live chat room. Some of you are on the phone lines because you've remembered the phone number. So if you're not in the chat room, you're missing out. There's some great people over there. And today's topic, I wanted to focus on the same-sex wedding dilemma. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. So I know usually we go through a lot of questions, and I'm going to try to do that, but I do want to hit on that topic right there. So thank you again for being here. I asked if you would please enter your city and state so I can know where you're located. If you're outside of the country, it would be wonderful to know where you are too. So I was kind of going through things here. I saw San Francisco. Stephanie with Starlight Events. Thank you, Stephanie. Courtney with Alpha Prosperity Events. Missouri City, Houston, Texas. So that's Missouri City / Houston, Texas. All right. Thank you. Okay. I hope you're having a great week. Wednesday, hump day. What did Clarissa put in here? Wedding Wednesday. What is it? Happy Wednesday, wedding day. What did she put in here? Type it again, Clarissa. It was a bit of a tongue twister there. I hope you're having a fabulous week. And as I said, we're halfway through. It'll be great if the week hasn't been great, it's going to get better. I promise you. If it's been wonderful, it's going to continue. If you think positive, it will be that way. Happy Wedding Wednesday. Happy Wedding Wednesday. Happy Wedding Wednesday. Say that. Happy Wedding Wednesday. I love that. Andrea, thank you for being here. Andrea's joining us from Kissimmee, Florida. I want you to think about this question, though. So same-sex weddings, a lot has changed in the last few years. It's no longer just a man and a woman that can legally be married now. Same-sex couples, two men, two women, can legally be married in several states now. What's also happening, what I'm seeing, well, it's just the way things are. Everything that we think is no longer just a thought. We share everything now online, don't we? I think it's excessive. I really think it's too much, but that's me. And one of the things that I'm seeing is that when a wedding vendor is vocal and proclaims and says that my company is not comfortable for whatever reason serving same-sex couples and we're not going to do that, there's a lot of backlash. And I'm curious as to your feelings about that, because what I'm also seeing and hearing are folks who are saying, well, if you feel that way, you should get out of the wedding industry. This is not for you. Is that a fair response? Is that a fair response? I'm curious what your feelings are. Are you working with same-sex couples? Have you ever? Have you chosen not to? Are you being vocal about that? I mean, people are sharing what they had for breakfast this morning and what they're thinking. Are you comfortable sharing that, your stance on that? I mean, and also, is it the same refusing to do a wedding for a same-sex couple? Is that the same thing as saying, I don't want to work with couples of a certain race? Is that the same thing? Certain ethnicity? Is that the same thing? Refusing to do weddings for couples of a certain religion? Or maybe couples who don't acknowledge God? Whatever the higher power is, is that the same thing? Is that the same thing? So there's no right or wrong answer as far as I'm concerned right now. And I'm not here to say you should be doing this or you should be doing that. I want to hear what your thoughts are about that. And I have some folks who called in because I did ask. I sent a couple of emails asking for feedback about this very topic. So I want to play some of those responses there. So it's a touchy subject because it's still fresh. It's still new for many of us. And in this wedding industry, and for me, I have yet to plan a same-sex wedding. And I'll be honest, sometimes I don't even know what it is I'm supposed to say. I'm so used to saying bride and groom, that may not be appropriate. So I have some, and I am going through my own self-study to make sure that I'm not offending anyone and to be here I'm stuttering now, to make sure that I'm saying the right thing. So I don't know what your feelings are, and that's what we're here to find out, okay? So let's see. Is Anchoa here? Someone said Anchoa's here. Hi, Anchoa. I didn't see you, but someone's saying hi, Anchoa. And for those of you not looking at the Confetti Live page, when I sort of just go off or on a tangent or say something, you know, in left field, it's because I'm looking at the chat. Okay. Clarissa's saying I've never had a same-sex couple approach me. All right, let's see what we've got here. It has been a long time, someone's saying yes. Alana's saying excited for tonight's topic, being in same-sex relationship, wedding in Cancun this September, and a new event planned is excited for tonight's show. Thank you, Alana. You're speaking about yourself, right? Because it was in third person. I just want to make sure. It's still not legal in Georgia, Clarissa's saying. Same-sex couples cannot get married. And the way this is working with my limited intel is that same-sex marriages are being authorized at the state level, not federally. So what this means is, depending on where the couple is getting married, will determine whether or not it's legal. What it also means is if you're married, let's say here in the D.C. area, in Maryland and D.C., where same-sex weddings are illegal, marriage is legal, and then you go to another state where it's not, may not be recognized. So there's some other, lots of other moving parts that go along with that. And this is still, today is May 13th, 2015. Depending on if you're listening to this as a recording later on, that could change. But right now, it's only at the state level. So it's not consistent. It's not consistent. And also, folks who have been very vocal about this, I've noticed several years ago, who were dead against the idea of two men getting married or two women getting married, have changed their way of thinking. I've also noticed, this is my non-scientific observation, my non-scientific testing and polling here, is that millennials are way more comfortable with the idea of same-sex weddings, same-sex marriage, because it's not so new. For those of us that don't fall into that age group, it may not be that case, but and it's not a blanket statement, but my observation is that the older we are, it's more of an adjustment to get used to that idea because it's so new. So Aisha's saying, and I wouldn't have a problem. They love just as we do and deserve to be happy too. Great. Marshall saying, I personally have a few same-sex friends, so I guess it's easier for me to invite and help them if needs be. Clarissa said it depends on the wedding planner's upbringing, morals, and values, how the planner was raised. That's an excellent point, Clarissa. That drives a lot of us because a lot of what we think and what we believe and how we're raised is in, you know, it's sort of engraved. I'll give you an example. It has nothing to do with weddings. So the way I was raised, when you get up in the morning and the first person you meet, or whomever you meet, the first person you meet and throughout the morning, you will say the first thing out of you is good morning. You say good morning. You don't just, you know, launch into this conversation without acknowledging and saying good morning. My mother would be very, not even, I'm saying upset. I'm saying it nicely. I'd probably get a smack upside the head if I didn't say good morning. So now as an adult, raised my daughter the same way. And it still bothers me to this day, especially in the business setting. I'm walking to someone's office or someone walks into my office and it's 9 a.m. in the morning, or I walk and I say good morning. First of all, when someone doesn't respond and doesn't say good morning back, we've already gotten off on the wrong foot there. And if someone comes in and just starts a conversation and doesn't say the good morning thing, where I'm already feeling a little slighted. So that's my upbringing. That's my upbringing. Now, yours may be completely different, and what you're saying has no bearing, has no effect on you. So I say that to say, you know, it's different depending on how you're raised, on what your beliefs are. And if you've been raised to believe that only a man and woman should get married and that anything other than that is wrong, that's a part of who you are. That's a part of who you are. So it may take some getting used to, or you may decide there is nothing. There's nothing to talk about. It is what it is. And that's what we're facing right now. It's playing out in the media. It's playing out in politics. And we as wedding planners have to make that decision. What are we going to do? Because you don't want to wait until you're faced with that situation. If it's something that you're not comfortable with, how are you going to deal with that? What are you going to say? What is your response going to be? So do we as wedding planners have a right to refuse who we do business with? Same-sex couples is what I'm talking about right now. And if we do, what should we say? If we don't have that right, should we get out of the industry? What's your feeling there? It's legal in Florida, Kathy says. Great question. How to address the couples? Yeah, so what would you say? Tracy says, I'm all open for any same-sex couples who wants to marry. I have one this coming September. Okay. Someone's calling in from Australia. Nice, Lisa. Oh, wonderful. Thank you for joining us. Guess 848. I think it depends on the individual more. And Lisa's saying, sadly, not legal in Australia yet. To me, love is love. So look forward to organizing, officiating one when it's legal. Probably my brother-in-law's and his partner for 15 years. Yeah. Alana says, I do believe that everyone is entitled to an opinion, but it's how you go about expressing it. But Alana, you know what? But even people who say, without any malice, as far as they're concerned, I'm not comfortable working with same-sex couples. And that said on social media, be ready for what's coming if you make that statement. Be ready for what's coming. That's why I'm saying, should that person now get out of the industry? Is that not something, is that just a part of what we do? Is that a part of what we do? So let's play, I got a message here. Marshall, you're here right now, right? Marshall had something to say.
Hello, Deb. It's Marshall with 24 Karat Events, based out of Jacksonville, Florida. The question to do you believe that vendors who do not want to work with same-sex couples should get out of the wedding business? At the end of the day, like one of the someone stated earlier, I mean, it's the only color that they see is green, which I pretty much believe at the end of the day, it is a business. If you are not willing to profit from business or of any type of any sort, then yes, I believe that you should get out of the business.
Thank you, Marshall. So we mentioned this the last time we did a live show all those years ago, kidding, earlier this year. And someone had said, you know, the only color they see is green. We were talking because I was trying to, you know, put this say, is this the same thing as dealing with saying that I'm not dealing with couples? I don't want to work with couples of this race. Is that the same thing? So Michelle's saying the only color she sees is green. It's business. And to some extent, you're right. And I think this is a hard thing, especially for us wedding planners, because what we do is such a personal thing. Our personalities and our beliefs come into play. But when you become a business owner, your customers may not look like you. Your customers will have different beliefs from you. So should you really just set that aside and say, I'm here to do business? What would happen? What would happen if you went into a Starbucks and Starbucks, the person behind the counter said, I'm not serving you because of the color of your skin? Or if I walk in there, I'm a woman, I walk in there with my partner and we're displaying PDA, and the person behind the counter decides I'm not serving the two of you. It's not going to happen. What would the reaction be? What would you say if you were a bystander? What would you say if you were the couple? Is it the same thing? So as a business owner, you do have to put those personal feelings aside. So without trying to sway the conversation, I'm of the belief that you have to realize your customers may not look like you. Your customers will not have the same budgets that you have. I had to get over that for a while too, right? For like wedding budgets. I was like, oh my gosh, $100,000 on a wedding? Why? That's crazy. But that's what my customer wants. And if that's what they have and that's what their desire is, then my job is to help them. It's the same kind of thing. It's difficult. And Marshall says it's hard being a business owner. It truly, truly is. And I see this. I've been doing this for so many years, and people come into this business because they love weddings. They're passionate about it, but they want to do their own thing. But the business side, the entrepreneurial side, is difficult because now you're taking on a different persona. You're responsible for everything. You have to be accountable. You got to make some tough decisions. And one of them, as wedding planners, am I going to serve wedding same-sex couples? Am I going to do that? And if the decision is no, am I going to share that with the world? Or am I just going to wait until someone comes up and asks me and I'm just going to find some reason not to do the wedding? You've got to figure this out. It's the same thing like figuring out what your pricing is. Don't wait until you get a client and then say, Debbie, I don't know how much to charge. You also need to decide, am I going to serve same-sex couples? And should this even be a question that we're debating right now? Because the question is, if you don't, should you even be in this business? Should you be in this business? Lana says, if I were against it, I wouldn't dare voice it, LOL, due to the backlashing one could receive from not only same-sex couples, but their supporters, too. It may bring your company down, as the one cake shop experienced a few years back. Yeah, there was some, I should have shared that article as a link, but there was a business that went out of business, wedding business, and I think, I don't know if we're talking about the same thing, but in response, and they had said a few years ago that they will not serve, they're not serving same-sex couples. It's a tough one. Guest 833, it's amazing how we're all for free speech, except when people have religious beliefs that they hold to that preclude them from doing so. Yes, like what was said, being a wedding planner is a personal passion, not just a business. I would refer them to someone who does. Yes, well said. I think it's unfair. Taking a chance. I think it's unfair for, if I am saying, I just don't feel comfortable, this is not my belief, I'm not comfortable planning same-sex weddings. And then, oh my gosh, it's sort of like the people, folks coming out with pitchforks and torches. I find that, oh gosh, it's almost akin to bullying, I think. Clarissa says, yes, you should be in business. It's a personal choice. Just all depends on the wedding planner. I don't think you should leave or be banned from the business if you don't serve same-sex couples. Yeah. But what if it is a religious belief of yours? What then? Here's what Rachel had to say.
Hi, Debbie. This is Rachel from Michigan with Confetti Wedding Planning. And I got your email about the same-sex couples and what my opinion is of them. And you often talk about niches and everyone having like a specific niche. And one of my niches that I work with is Christian couples. And with those Christian couples, that often means that they won't have or won't stand for same-sex couples. So I've had couples that don't want me to marry them or don't want me to plan their wedding if they know that I've done other same-sex couples because they think that that's me supporting them. So it's actually lost me clients if they know that I've done that before. So that's just a little bit different of a perspective than I think a lot of people would give depending on where your niche is. Thanks.
Thank you, Rachel. That's interesting. Rachel has lost business, could potentially lose business, for having worked with same-sex couples because of her client base. Because it's great to have, you should really have an ideal client. You can serve different people, but in your mind, you should be targeting a certain client. And what she's saying is her clients in the Christian niche, in this particular niche, are saying, if they realize that she has served and worked with same-sex clients, that they don't want to do business with her. Because in essence, that means that she supports that and she's lost business. Well, isn't that the same thing? Or is that just the same thing like saying, my rates are $10,000. My wedding planning services begin at $10,000. And if you only have $5,000, I'm not the wedding planner for you. Is it the same thing that Rachel is experiencing because she's focused on Christian weddings, but if she works with couples that are same-sex clients, same-sex weddings, and then her ideal client is now saying, well, then we don't want to hire you as a wedding planner. Then what? That's a tough one. And she threw me for a loop when I heard that, but it's sort of like the other side now. She's losing business. So it's not the rest of the world saying you shouldn't and pointing their fingers. It's her ideal client base. That's affecting her bottom line. A few of you have said the green is the only color you're seeing. This is a business. So her business decision may be now, well, then maybe I shouldn't be working with same-sex couples. It's affecting my business. Alana, you're right. You can't please everybody. You certainly cannot. Guest 833, unfortunately, even with a kind delivery, people, straight and gay alike, do bully. Yeah, it's tough. Why should you be? I'm a pretty vocal person, but gosh, it's like, okay, I'm not going to say this because I don't want everyone to come down on me. And that's what seems to be happening. I mentioned bullying. Someone said, I think it was, Someone said they didn't think it was bullying. It began with an A. Who said that? Someone said they didn't think it was Aretha. It's not bullying, not at all. So explain what you mean. Give me some more feedback on that, Aretha. Marissa Tristan. Marissa, am I saying your name correctly? I know you specialize in the LGBT community for weddings. Yes? If this is the right person. Because I know, Marissa, did you listen to the episode that we did? A live episode? You were getting a lot of kudos because you were getting some awards and so forth. It's a lot of love coming your way. So, Marissa, what do you think? Are you willing to share your feeling? You're working, if you're meeting with fellow wedding planners, you're doing a session or a local wedding plan association meeting, and your fellow wedding planners are saying, a few of them are saying, no, I don't want to work with same-sex couples. I'm not comfortable doing that. Well, what's your reaction to that? How do you respond? Does it affect, do you think they should get out, or are they well within their rights to have that opinion? Guest, and while I'm waiting, guest 645 says, it is your business and tilts your right, and it's your right to render clients and vendors. Refer, it's your business and it's your right to refer clients and vendors. Marissa says, we have a huge Mormon community here. Oh, really? And you're specializing in, wow. So how is that working with your business? Stephanie says she's agreeing with Guest 760. As a business owner, you should have the right to choose which clients you decide to take on. That goes for heterosexual marriages and same-sex marriages alike. Not all clients are a good fit. That's right. You're right. So it seems to be, it's not even so much about your belief. Well, it is that too, but it's what you share. And one of the things I love to say, along with a whole lot of things I like to say, is that news isn't news until you broadcast it. So whatever my feeling is, until I share it, that's my business. So until I say so, it could still be happening, but you don't know it until I tell you that. But should I feel that I need to keep this a secret because I don't want people to come down on me either way? It just seems so restrictive. The whole point, I think, of running your own business, it's freedom. You get to decide. And even now, as I run my business, every now and then someone pops up and tells me what I should do. You know what? Sometimes even if I know it's the right thing to do, I'm like, I'm not your employee. I've worked as an employee for too many years. You're not going to tell me how to run my business. Am I being a spoiled brat? But so you get to decide if you want to share that. But I don't think you should be so worried that if you share something that the world is going to come down on you, or worse still, that you may lose business, because that's happened. If someone decides, I mean, we can get together and have a campaign and put someone out of business. It can happen. And so fast. I just can't believe that this is what this has come to. But again, I don't know. It's a tough one. So Marissa says she's in the Mormon community, and she says, and the Christian community. She said, my personal opinion is that you have the right to refuse, but our laws say you can't refuse service. Ah, from the legal standpoint, that's the thing. So it's like saying, okay, I'm a black wedding planner, and I'm only working with black clients. If you're not black, I am not working with you. What would the reaction be then? Would I be well within my rights to say so? Would I be breaking the law if I said that? And if so, then isn't it the same thing for saying I'm not working with same-sex clients? These are things we got to think about. Marissa goes on to say, so I tell people at these networking meetings to send the client my way. There you go. Ka-ching. If they aren't comfortable because of lack of knowledge, then I can talk them through the process. If they don't want to do it because of religious beliefs, I tell them it's not their right to refuse. But they should tell the client they aren't available because they aren't. That's excellent advice. I'm not available. I agree at the right to choose your clients, beauty in the details. Oh, I love that name. But I don't think it's professional to say that you're refusing a client's business because of the sexual orientation or race or financial situation. Well, I don't know. See, if I want to make it crystal clear. I think if you're a wedding planner talking about the financial situation thing, because I know a lot of wedding planners don't share their pricing, right? But I think it's unfair to have someone go through the process of calling you and contacting you only to find out that they cannot afford you. Yes? So I think it's fair to say that my wedding planning packages begin at X amount of dollars. Now, right there, that's either going to be a deal breaker for you or it's going to be another step forward towards me. I also believe that when you look at my marketing materials, my website, my business card, brochures, that there should be some connection with what I'm doing to you. You should feel some kind of connection. And if what you're seeing at first glance doesn't appeal to you, then you keep it moving. We shouldn't be trying to do business with everyone. So there should be a connection at first. The problem is now I see a connection. I like your website. Oh my gosh, this looks like somebody I want to do business with. And I contact you. And then you say, I'm not comfortable working with same-sex couples. Eesh. Ouch. Marissa says we should be saying, I'm not available. Is that a fair thing to say? What do you think about that? I'm not available. And she says, because you're not. You are not available. I'm not available. Interesting. Alana says, I definitely think that you can express it if warranted, but because people are so harsh, be ready for how people react. Yeah, either way it goes, somebody's going to be unhappy, and that's just the truth of the world. That's right. That's right. Alana says, yes, yes, say the date is booked. See, I don't know. I'm a terrible liar. It's all the punishment I got for lying as a child, so I'm not a good liar. So I'm just saying you don't need to. Saying the date is booked if it isn't is not ethical, I don't think, personally. Saying I'm not available is accurate. I'm not available to plan a wedding. I'm not available, I think, makes sense. I don't know. I like that. I like that a lot. Kathy says, most likely if someone doesn't feel comfortable doing a same-sex wedding for a couple, then the couple will not want to have them anyway. They want to click with you and want you to click with them. You're right. That's the same thing when I say when you look at a website marketing materials, there should be a connection. I should want to do business with you. And if you decide you don't want to do business with me because of my sexual orientation, because of my race, because of my religion, then to you, goodbye. I think that should be okay. But the problem I'm having is when the rest of the world wants to beat me up for it because I've said no. And it is in the delivery. But if I've said I'm not available, oh, man. It's oh, gosh. I wish there were an answer. I wish there were an answer. But so far, I love Marissa's suggestion. I'm not available. Yeah, great responses, right? Marshall saying she loves the responses. You know, the hope is that you learn something, you gather something. And sometimes, you know, you just hear that one thing and that's it right there. And I have to keep going back to Marissa. I'm not available. I'm not available. You know, when you're doing your first client, not first client, like when you're doing a prospect meeting, when someone's contacting you because they're interested in your services, I don't know if you've ever gotten that gut feeling that something's not clicking, that this is not the client for you. Have you been there? I've been there, and whenever I ignore it, I regret it. But sometimes there's just a feeling. Something isn't right. That inner voice is saying no. You have a right to say at some point, whether it's then or whether it's during the follow-up, I don't think this is going to be a good fit, or I'm not available for whatever reason. We can do that. Is it any different for this situation? Again, news isn't news until you broadcast it. And if you're concerned that you're by saying publicly that you do not do same-sex weddings is going to affect your business, as a business person saying I'm not available, you may be well within your rights to do that. But you have to be careful because once you're running a business, it's not a personal thing now. You're refusing to do business with someone based on their sexual orientation. It's a touchy, touchy subject. It really is. And in some cases, possibly legal. Marissa says, just because I'm gay doesn't mean I click with every gay couple. That's right. I've been on the client side where the venue told me no gay couples allowed. Ooh, wow. Wow. Growing up in England, we have it's become front and center in the last few years here, the gypsy community. And they face a lot of discrimination in England. I guess it happens here too. I just don't run across as many gypsies here in the USA, only on TV I'm seeing them. But it's sort of like handed down, like it's sort of the gypsies have a hard time finding a venue or finding a place to live because it's no different than how it was years ago where, and even maybe in some places now, no blacks allowed, no Irish allowed. I remember my mom telling me those tales in England, but you know, so we're going through the same thing. And my concern, me, Debbie, is that if I decide that I don't want to work with same-sex couples, and that's not an issue for me, but if that was really how I felt, would I be doing the same thing as turning away someone based on the color of their skin? That's a terrible thing for me to have to, it just doesn't sit well with me. But there are also just as many people where it doesn't sit well with them, for whether it's personal beliefs or religious beliefs, for two people of the same sex to get married. Oy, what to do, what to do. Aretha says, if you say that the date is unavailable, then you can get busted. Absolutely. It reminds me of a housing discrimination case. I worked in the legal industry for over a decade in New York back in the day. If you say the apartment is unavailable and another couple calls for the apartment and is available, you'll get busted. Same with lying about the date is unavailable. It can backfire. Not good. Exactly. There's an article on Weddings for Living about ethical. Are you an ethical wedding planner? Just type in the word ethical in the search box and it'll come up. It's along the same guidelines. And ethics do play a part here. Marissa said, I would have rather heard that they weren't available or wouldn't be a good fit than then sending me a Bible verse or telling me no gay couples allowed. That's what I heard when planning my wedding to my wife. You know, we're all human, which means we are all with fault. I believe this, the only person I've heard of without fault was somebody who walked on water years and years and years and years ago, if you believe that. So it's funny how we as humans, it's easy for us to point the finger because we believe that someone's creating this awful sin. Sin is sin. Sin is sin. So you're right, Marissa, to have someone preach, you know, Bible verse, and I have a hard time with that. I have a hard time because now you have put yourself on a pedestal and said that I am not worthy. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? You know, imagine the worst thing you've ever done in your life. Imagine the worst thing you've ever done in your life. Now imagine the worst thing that you've ever done in your life that you're willing to share, right? And then imagine being identified by that act. Imagine that that one act identifies who you are. Imagine. We're all with fault. So to point the finger based on that level, I'm not even going to entertain that discussion. I think that's crazy and makes no sense. As I said, we're all human and with fault. That with sin. That's just how we come into this world. Yes? I don't know if you agree with me there. Yeah, Alana's asking, how did that make you feel, Marissa? My fiance and I didn't experience that throughout our planning. Didn't experience in that throughout our planning process. Alana, how long ago are you talking about? Things change because we've become a more accepting society. Things that seemed weird, seemed weird at one point, generally speaking, and I'm not, maybe I shouldn't have a bad choice of words. Things that were not acceptable, that weren't, were taboo, that's the word I'm looking for, are becoming more front and center. I mean, we couldn't even talk about sex a few years ago. I mean, if I even tell you what my mom taught me about sex, you know, didn't happen. So, you know, we've come forward. And I think ignorance plays a part in a lot of our decisions and a lot of things that we hear people talk about. You know, we still have our prejudices, and a lot of it comes from our upbringing. It really does. Because if your parents have instilled a certain value within you, you're going to take that on with you through life. I think the stats is that as early as 2 years old, you're beginning to form opinions about certain things. But again, as a business owner, you kind of have to relinquish some of this personal stuff and decide, I'm an entrepreneur now. How am I going to handle my business? How am I going to deal with this? If my inner belief is that I don't feel comfortable working with same-sex couples, how am I going to do this within my business? How is this going to affect me? How am I going to be... how am I going to be viewed within the business community, within my local community? Because as a wedding planner, you are a local business owner. So what you do locally is front and center. Your position makes a difference. Aretha said, there is no definitive way to handle this. That's right. What I do is say on my website and promotional materials and also on review sites, Wedding Wire, etc., that my business is LGBT friendly. I want couples to know that I welcome their business, regardless of who they are. That's just how I roll. As a black woman, it just doesn't sit well with me that someone should turn you away because you don't subscribe to what they subscribe to. It's very well said. Thank you, Aretha. But it's, Alana's talking about her wedding. It's a destination and we're using gaydestinationweddings.com. So that's probably why. So no pushback there. You know, hurt people, And that should never be your intention. And even if someone isn't being kind to you, it's tough. And but as a business owner, I've learned that being you know, giving back that same icky stuff in kind almost always backfires. Whatever you do in anger almost always ends in embarrassment. At least it does for me. I have a short fuse. And whenever I fly off the handle, I'm almost always embarrassed later on. So think about your reputation and how you want to handle your wedding business. But you have to make this decision. I'm not asking you, your feelings are your feelings, but you have to decide how you are going to address this as a business. What is your formal statement? What is your position? When someone says, are you okay with same-sex weddings? It may come from a client. It may come from a vendor. Because you want your vendors to know who your ideal client is. So how are you going to handle that? Are you going to share that with them, or is it on a case-by-case basis based on who contacts you? And depending on where you are, here in the DMV area, DMV meaning D.C., Maryland, Virginia, where same-sex weddings are legal, those inquiries come in fast and furious. They do. And you need to be ready to respond to them just in the same way that you need to respond to what your prices are, what your fees are. You've got to be ready as to how you're going to address this. Please don't wait until someone contacts you and then you're shifting from left foot to right foot because you don't know what to say. Marissa says she got married 5 years ago and she was lucky to find a venue that was all-inclusive and willing to work with her. Okay. Marshall says it's a touchy subject. You guys are about to have me in tears. Marissa says at the end of the day, there is a personal side and there is a business. You have to separate the two. Yes, you do. Absolutely, you do. Guest 645. Some planners may not roll the same way, so it is okay for them to make the best decision based on their comfort level. There are always referrals. Yeah, and I mean, we're not talking necessarily about all of your business, but it can be that one situation that could affect you. And I'm guessing if the way that I'm coming across wedding planners who aren't always the best prepared to be entrepreneurs, this could probably just completely derail you, right? Think this through. I hope that, you know, however you're setting up your business, that there is some plan in place, not necessarily a, you know, 15, 20 page document business plan, but you need to cover some of these things and think through what is it I'm going to do? Where am I going to meet my clients? What kind of contract am I going to do? What happens if I get sick on the wedding day? What are my backup plans? Where am I going to work when I'm at home and I don't have a separate office? How am I going to handle phone calls if I have a full-time job? These are things that you have to think about. And what we're talking about today is an integral part of what you do. You have to think this through. You know, is this something that I can, am I comfortable with? If not, what is my response going to be? In the case of Rachel, who said that it affected her business because she deals with Christian couples, that if they know or they see that she's also worked with same-sex couples, that they feel that that's in support of something that they have very strong beliefs about. That's a business decision. That's a business decision. I had another comment from Barbara.
Hi, my name is Barbara from South Carolina. I'm responding to the question, should wedding planners be in the business of wedding planners for same-sex marriages? I believe that there should be a choice who you want to work with. And, you know, there are all kind of reasons, and there are lots and lots of wedding planners out there, so there's a variety. They should be able to pick and choose the one that is more comfortable working with them. I personally would not want to do same-sex marriages. I'm not saying that I won't, but I would be more comfortable not doing them, so I would like to have a choice. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. She wants to have a choice. She said she's not comfortable. She said she's not going to refuse, but she's not comfortable. So maybe that's a situation where she would say, I'm not available. But, you know, a lot of times when we think about things, it's way more stressful. It carries way more weight than actually doing it. You know, things, even running a business or even making the decision to start a blog, it's just more, we put more time and energy into worrying and thinking about it. And then when we actually do it, we realize, hey, not so bad. Each time we do, it gets a little easier. So the same-sex wedding issue is not just, it's about comfort level for some, but for others, it's a religious belief. It's a belief that this is morally wrong. This is not right. This is not right. And in that feeling, does that transfer into your business? Or do you set that belief aside? depending on how important your religious beliefs affect your life. I was raised Anglican, acolyte, going to church on Sunday. As an adult, I hate to say it, when I came to America, it kind of trailed off. I was a little, to be honest, I was a little put off by the way that church and money, it just didn't seem to equate for me. That's me. So my religious belief wasn't front and center as part of my adult life. It may be very different for you. We've all seen the situations in the media coverage of churches that where the pastor's saying, it's wrong. It's wrong. If you're in love with someone who is the same sex as you, it's wrong and you're condemned. So imagine being part of that church family and then planning weddings. And you're saying, I'm not comfortable planning same-sex weddings. And then getting a barrage of pushback because of it. That's very different than someone like me who says, okay, you know, that's not the position of the Anglican Church, as far as I know. I can tell I'm not going to church, but it's not affecting me enough to affect what I do within my business. But for some people, it's a direct tie-in, and we cannot forget that. We cannot forget that. That's why I say it seems akin to me to bullying. So does it mean we need to educate? Does it mean we need to spend more time trying to address and understand that? Is that what we should be doing? Is that what we should be doing? But, you know, as my daughter says, you can't, and it's the truth, you can't help who, you can't change who you love. It's who you're attracted to. I don't believe that you can change it. That's within. That's like me being upset because you said something that offended me. It wasn't your intention, but I can't change the way I feel. I'm offended. That's real. That's very real. And if someone feels that way towards someone else, I believe that's, you can't, who am I to change that? Who am I to change that? But do I get to decide if I want to be a part of that relationship and forming that relationship to legal marriage? Do I get to decide? I believe I get to decide. I do believe I get to decide. The same way I get to decide that when I'm sitting down with a couple, heterosexual or homosexual couple, and I can see it's going to be trouble from the get-go, I'm walking away. I don't want to do that wedding. I should get to make the same decision, same-sex or heterosexual. That's my decision. I get to decide. For me, Debbie, personally, I'm not posting that across the world because that's not me. I don't share everything with the world. But if you are someone who is someone who, if you are someone who shares everything, this could be an issue. Be prepared. Be prepared for the response. If it doesn't fall in with who your ideal client is, just be prepared for that. And which is why I say we have to think this through. A lot of us jump into the wedding planning thing just like that, because there is no, the barrier of entry is very low, but you do have to think this through and make a decision. And then when you have your staff, educate them as to what it is you want them to say, because they are an extension of you. You have to think of these things. And unfortunately, I think a lot of times we don't and we react. And sometimes the reaction isn't very eloquent. It's not the best decision. And then we're sitting there scratching our heads and, you know, okay. Guest 833 says, it seems like people misunderstand those who hold to their religious beliefs. No matter what a person's lifestyle is, it is only right to respond in love. And love does not mean I accept or reject your lifestyle, but that I accept you as a human being. Amen. Thank you. Well said. Alana says, I wonder, Debbie, are those same-sex couples going to stop going to McDonald's because SSC go there? What does that mean? Sorry. And get served too. What does SSC mean? Oh, same-sex couples. I figured that one out. she's laughing, but very serious, Rachel. You'll lose customers either way. She can't undo those weddings. Oh, there was something else going on. Same-sex couples. Yes, I just realized that, Marissa. Sorry. Delayed. I do know what TTYL and BTW. My daughter was getting on me. She said, Mom, you're spelling out too many words when you're texting. Sorry. Okay. You know, I don't know if we have a definitive. I love Marissa's response, but again, you make the decision what you want. It's a decision that you have to make for your business, but I think what comes into play here is how you deliver that news and what you share. Just remember that whatever you share, as I tell my daughter when she's tweeting and what are you, Instagramming or whatever, it's once it's out there, you can't unring a bell. You know what I mean? Once it's there, once it's out there, it's been said. So be prepared as to how you're going to deal with that and what your stance is. But I think it should come from a place of love. It shouldn't come from a place of hatred. I think that's when things go pear-shaped. It's just not good. And being in the wedding business, shouldn't it be about love? Shouldn't it be about that? And us helping to bring two people together. But as with any business, you do get to decide. But be careful as to how you deliver what it is that you're saying. If you think, because a lot of times we know if the delivery, what we're going to say is going to be how it's going, how that person's going to respond, not how they're going to respond, but if it's something that they want to hear. And it should come from a place of not wanting to hurt and not wanting to judge and not putting ourselves higher up than the person that we're speaking to. You don't want to be in that condescending tone. If your religious belief is that this person is damned and that's the end, why would you even say that? Why would you even say that? You're running a business. Why would you even bring that up? Alana says, for new planners, here's an idea. Find a vendor in your area that openly accepts same-sex couples. And when a same-sex couple approaches you and you're uncomfortable, let the couple know you're not available, but you have a planner just for them. Excellent. And that's part of our research. Thank you, Alana. Very well said. Preparation has a lot to do with what is the key for a lot of our situations. A lot of times we're caught off guard. You shouldn't be caught off guard with what we're talking about today. You really shouldn't. So I'd love to hear your feedback still, because I don't have a definitive. And my goal is to have an episode where we do talk about dealing with same-sex couples. Marissa, I think you would be excellent to co-host that, because I know this is something that you're involved with. I know that's your specialty. And if you, someone else who's listening, that is your niche, I would love to hear from you so that we could pull together. And it wouldn't just be a chat session. I'd want you to not, I don't want to be the only person running up my mouth, to help us understand so that we can work with same-sex couples and not worry about putting your foot in your mouth, which is what I'm always wary of. And as I mentioned earlier, a lot of times the thinking about it is nowhere close to actually doing it. It's not as concerning as we think. So I would really, really love that. So Marissa, I'd love to, please get in touch and we can talk a bit about that. Guest 833, Marissa, if I'm forced to change my beliefs in running my own business, isn't that forcing your beliefs on me? I'm not asking you to change, but only to respect that I also stand for my own principles like you stand for your own principles. Guest 833, absolutely, you're right. But and that's what I'm saying with regard to the backlash. I don't think anyone should be forcing you to do anything. I think you're well within your rights to say, this is not what I'm comfortable doing. But as a business owner, when you say that, you need to be prepared for what you will hear as a result of saying so. Just be prepared for that. No one should be forcing you to do something you don't want to do. And if you are in an environment when it feels that way, that's something to think about. Is this something I want to be a part of? If my belief is it should only be between a man and a woman, and I'm now seeing what happens if tomorrow the U.S. government at the federal level says same-sex marriage is legal across the country, all over the U.S. Then what? Has that changed your belief about marriage? Will you still continue only to work with couples, heterosexual couples? Will that change your belief? So, I don't think anyone should be forcing you to do anything at all, but I think you should be well within your rights to make that statement, but just be prepared for what you will hear as a business owner. This is not a personal thing now. We're talking about on the business level. Be prepared for that, what your position is and what you will hear. Yeah? Oh, Alana says a lot of people will go crazy. Yeah, at the federal level. So, Chick-fil-A. Yeah, Chick-fil-A has, as a business, has said that this is their stance. Not in agreement with same-sex weddings. And they've said that. I don't know if Chick-fil-A is suffering for sales right now. I had Chick-fil-A for the first time last year. I love Chick-fil-A. Sorry. But this is a business that's made the decision. This is our position. Where a lot of businesses will kind of just tiptoe around and not ever say. So again, be ready. And they're standing, that's their call. That's their belief and they're standing behind it. I give them kudos for that. Not necessarily their position, but for being brave enough to say, this is what we're doing. This is our business and this is how we're going to run it. You get to decide. You get to decide. But you have to realize, what's my public face with regard to this topic? What are we saying as a company? How are we handling it? Are we sharing it or not? Or will I wait just on a case-by-case basis, and when someone comes along, I'm going to say I'm not available? You may surprise yourself if that's your stance, and then you meet this couple. They may just be this connection. You're saying, oh my gosh, these two are in love. I said I wasn't comfortable working with same-sex couples, but yeah, I want to help plan this wedding. It could be just like, it could go just like that. So, you know, it's a tricky subject. I wish we had a hard, if there was a definitive response. But that's my hope with episodes like this, is just to get your feeling, to get your feedback as to what it is we want to do as wedding planners, how you want to address this. And I think it's to be continued. If you are someone who specializes in same-sex weddings, I'd love to hear from you. And this would be more of sort of like a wedicette kind of show, where we really go over the do's and the don'ts and, you know, five things not to say when planning a same-sex wedding. Because I think knowledge is power. And I think a lot of times, I hate to say it, a lot of ignorance comes into play. And when you don't know, you just don't know. And there is some fear of the unknown. So if we can break down at least that barrier by understanding what really the do's and don'ts are and what goes on and what to say. Do we say bride and groom? Is that okay? I mean, what should we say? How do we deal with the seating? Is that the same thing? So Marissa, I'd love to hear from you. Please reach out. And anyone else who's specializing, I would love to hear from you so we could do a show. If you have feedback that you'd like to share so we can hear your wonderful voice, the number to call is 202-681-2126. Okay? 202-681-2126. So I know you may be wondering, well, what the heck is going on with the schedule? Because it was supposed to be the first Saturday of each month. This time of the year, it was just crazy busy. Saturdays are usually when weddings are happening. So I don't want to keep scheduling on Saturdays, especially during the summer. So I came up with I think I missed out a month. I said from April to August, it would be sort of to be determined for the live shows. So I'm sorry that just makes the most sense for me, because I don't want to say it's the first Saturday and keep changing it. I don't know if you've noticed, but I am recording episodes for Weddings for a Living offline. They're usually about 30 minutes, and you can listen to those, usually released around Wednesday of each week. So we've talked in those episodes, I've talked about pricing, finding a mentor. What else? What does a wedding planner do? How to find clients. Those are the topics that I can remember off the top. So I looked at the time at the chat and I got distracted. Sorry. So those episodes are being recorded. Oh, so someone's saying weeknights are great for live chats. So we used to do these during the week. We should move back to you. See, the thing is with the weekends, what I liked is that, see, someone's from Australia saying, no pressure. Mm-hmm. That works for them. What time is it in Australia right now? It's got to be like around 9:10 in the morning, right? And when we're doing on the weekends, like a Saturday, people in the United Kingdom could join in. So right now it's like midnight going into 1 a.m. on Thursday morning in the UK. So it's not perfect for them, but it works for us and works for folks in Australia. So there's no way to please everyone. Just like being a wedding planner, you cannot please everyone. We can't make it work. So, you know, maybe during the summer, we just do the weeknight thing. The Wednesday seems to work, you know. Let me know. You know, Debbie@weddingsforliving.com. I want to hear what your feeling is about that. Okay. Hearing your feedback has been really wonderful for me today, because it's really tough. I asked for feedback. I got it. And I'm learning so much. And sometimes it's just that one tidbit, isn't it? Sometimes it's just that one tidbit that can be that, as Oprah says, the aha moment. Just think about in all aspects of your business, there needs to be some planning involved. There really needs to be some planning. Try not to be reactionary. You want to think things through. And even the difficult stuff and the non-weddingy stuff, you have to think it through. That's what you're signing up for when you become an entrepreneur, okay? All right. I hope you learned something today. I hope this was informative for you. Let me know what you want to talk about. I like the hot button topics, things that are really bothering us. Maybe not bothering us, but things that are concerning and important to us. So whatever we talk about next. But I really would love to hear from those of you who are working with same-sex couples and educate the rest of us. The number again to call, 202-681-2126. Leave a message for me. I'd love to hear your voice. 202-681-2126. But just know when you leave a message, right, you're kind of giving the okay for me to play it back. So, you know, don't, if you do share stuff like numbers and email, I'll edit it out. But it, just know that the whole point is to really play it back. All right? Okay. So this episode, I think, is weddingsforliving.com/385, I think. So that's where the replay will be, yes? And, you know, Weddings for Living is on Twitter. Stop laughing. Twitter.com/wed4a... What? Did I need to say... I need to say the handle. Such an idiot. Wed for a Living is the Twitter handle. So please follow. And then that way, when shows come up, when we're about to do the live show, I'll do that. Confetti Talk was the original Twitter platform, Twitter handle. Come on, Deb. So Confetti Talk... If you follow that too, when I'm posting episodes, that when shows are coming up, that will be on that. I can't talk. But you know what I mean, right? Just follow on Confetti Talk and then Wed for a Living. And on Google Plus, Weddings for Living's on Google Plus. And Facebook. Confetti was used to be on Facebook. I'm not liking Facebook. But anyhow. Okay, so that's all I've got. I'm going to leave the chat room open for about 10 more minutes. So make friends and make connections. And I'd love to hear from you. Thank you, Clarissa. Happy Wedding Wednesday. Happy Wedding Wednesday. Happy Wedding Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, lots of love and success. Take care.
Passionate about weddings? Staying awake at night wondering if you could be a professional wedding planner? If you'd like to get paid to plan weddings, download Debbie's free audio class, 7 Truths Every Wedding Planner Should Know, and discover 7 insider secrets about what it takes to run your own successful wedding planning business. Go to weddingsforaliving.com today and get instant access to this information-packed audio class. It's yours free at weddingsforaliving.com. Go to weddingsforaliving.com now.
Visit weddingsforaliving.com.